בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. Today is יום שני משבת קודש, יוד במרחשוון. Today, by the way, is actually brought down in כף חיים פלאצ'י. He brings down בשם הקדמונים. It's brought that today is the birthday of God ben Yaakov. Now, that's what it brought. There's a Kabbalah that יוד במרחשוון was the birthday of God, and he says today, whatever, as the Torah says, ותומר לאה בגד. What's God? רשי הקדוש explains that God is מלשון מזל. מזל טוב. Person has a good מזל. רבנו חיים פלאצ'י says that any עסק, any business that a person does today, any transaction, יצליח. Yeah? That's the זך. But, בלשון מליצה, you know, אחינו האשכנזים say, Torah is the best ischer. Any investment you make today, you'll be מצליח. Because today is a day of mazal tov. But the best chora is the Torah. Shtabach shemo. Yeah, so if a person invests, he makes a transaction with the Torah, you make a kinyan on the Torah, yatzliach. That's a gishmak amaisa. Anyway, but if you can, make like a small business deal anyway. I tried it a few years in a row. Emet yitzlachti, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. No.
That's on the Rabbani's house?
I signed on my first house on Yod B'Marchashvan. That was my, anyway, B'kitzer. I told my wife also, that was in Eretz Yisrael. I told her, she was pushing me to buy a house. I said, I refuse to buy a house, al adnat nechar, until I buy something in Eretz Yisrael. Can't. I'm supposed to, Eretz Amim, Eretz Tme'ah. Are you going to buy something over there? My Yeli, Mashiach is going to come. And then you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then you're going to be homeless. And then you have to start knocking on doors. Can you let me in? Can you say, I'm going to knock on people's doors? And then you figure something out. I saw an interesting nidon in the poskim. What's going to happen, people who own real estate? And it's, I want to give a shir on this one, so remind me to give a shir klali. It's a lot of gishmakarade on this. Let's say you buy something in Eretz Yisrael. You buy in Yerushalayim, or Bet Shemesh, or Tveria, or Be'er Sheva, whatever. And then you find out, Mashiach comes and says, Baba Jun, Ata Mishevet Ploni. Yeah? So let's say I'm from Shevet Yehuda. Maran Achida writes today that most of Am Yisrael as we know it, after the Galut of the Aseret HaShvatim, most of Am Yisrael are Shevet Yehuda uVinyamin. Kohanim and Nevi'im are from Shevet Levi. If they're real Kohanim or Nevi'im, we'll find out when Eliyahu Navi comes. And then everybody else is, by and large, from Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, which were the last two Shvatim to stick around until Galut Yehoyachin, which was prior to the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so anyway, let's say I bought something in Tveria. Tveria is Nachalat Shevet Naftali. Yeah. So now, I bought an apartment in Tveria, and, you know, Achakeh lo b'chol yom she'avo, Mashiach comes, and I'm ready to move in. And then Eliyahu Navi is like, you're not from Shevet Naftali. You're Shevet Yehuda. Ma osim? Huh? Sell it to whom? Maybe it belongs to his... When Mashiach and Eliyahu Navi come, maybe they'll say that was Yerushat Avotav from somebody from Shevet Naftali, his portion from Chalukat Yehoshua. So who says I can sell it to him? Maybe I forfeit. How do you look at it? Plus, Yovel is going to come back. So how does Yovel, when there's Binyan Beit HaMikdash, and Kol Yisrael Shurim Al Admatam, Yovel, Shmita, and Yovlot are going to come back Midoraita. So if that's the case, how does that play in? Gishmakared. Everybody says, invest in real estate in Eretz Yisrael. Bevadai. There's a mitzvah, especially if you live there, mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Bezat Hashem, on Tuesday morning, I'll speak about the halachic implications of mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh. Mitzvah, Olo mitzvah. That's Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning panel. Thank you. But the shaila becomes, everybody says, invest in Eretz Yisrael. Invest in Israeli real estate. Nachon. What do you do when Mashiach comes? And you're in the wrong shevet. Do you lose your investment? Forfeit? Sell? Barter? What do you do? I'm opening the floor. Any ideas? Or? Huh? But I don't belong to the Shevet.
You can buy like 12 Shevet.
Okay, so now you're getting pretty deep, because the din of asavat nachala, you know, if you're learning Baba Batra, Eighth Perek, Yesh Nochalin, that was Batil, the generation that entered Eretz Yisrael. After that generation, asavat nachala was mutar. But what if it belongs, what if it's Yerushat Achuzat Nachala, Nachalat Avot? What if it belonged to somebody, Ben Achar Ben, since when Yehoshua is Mechalek Ta'aretz? So I purchased somebody else's Nachala, and it doesn't belong to me. Azmani Aseh, Gishma Kazachin, right? Cliffhanger, not telling you now. So he says, now let's do Musar. It's Gishmak, right? The Chazak Meod. No, it's a good Shaila. Everybody's investing. Zatov, Mitzuyan, invest in Eretz Yisrael, Bevadai. But don't you want to know what's going to happen when Mashiach comes?
Should someone not do real estate in America?
What?
Because maybe he's worried that they're going to get kicked out and he has to run away to Israel or some other country.
I'll tell you a story. Ready? Okay. Morocco was famous for putting out illustrious Gdolim. Many, many Gdolei Olam. Moroccan Jewry was, North African Jewry in general. Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, but Morocco especially. One of the, I would say, in the past 100 years or so, one of the greatest Moroccan sages to emerge from the city of Meknes, which was a very Ir Va'im B'Yisrael, very Ir Shel Chachamim V'Sofrim, his name was a Gaon Rabbi Rafael Baruch Toledano. He has his own Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He made his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for Moroccans, based on the Psakim of the Kaf Chaim and others. So, Gaon Gadol. He was the Rav Rashi and Av Bedin of Meknes in Morocco. Anyway, funny story, Maran Tzachon Avracha loved him very much. And when he came out with one of the volumes of Yabi Almir, he used to tell this story over. You can see it online, famous video. He sent the chilek of Yabi Almir that he came out with, he sent it to Arab Toledano in Morocco. In one of his visits to Eretz Yisrael, Maran Zichron Berachah, who was younger at the time, went to visit Rav Toledano when he came. He was older, whatever, so he came to visit. And the way Maran Zichron Berachah tells over the story, by istakil alai Rav Toledano, v'omer, mi kevodo, he told him, yeah, who are you? And he says, my name is Ovadiah Yosef. I'm the author of Yabi Omer. Rav Toledano looked at him. He gave him such a look. He says, lo yachol liot. He says, can't be. He says, lama lo yachol liot? He says, why not? I worked it. He says, somebody sent me the Sefer Yabi Omer to Morocco and I learned it. When I'm learning through the Sefer, I'm envisioning some 70, 80, 120-year-old Gadol Bisrein, Imzakan Aroch, Lavan. He says, every time I learned the Sefer, that's how I envisioned the Mechaber. And now I see you, yeah, it was probably 40s or 50s at the time. He says, Ashrecha, Ashrecha. That was Ayat Tzadik Gadol. Anyway, Bekitzer, towards the end of his life, he emigrated from Morocco to Eretz Yisrael. And he moved into to Bnei Brak. Anyway, so he was not at all a man of means. He wasn't so rich. But, you know, he had some savings and he got a little, you know, he took a halva'ah from here, whatever it was. Anyway, he bought an apartment. He bought an apartment in Bnei Brak. So, took some time. It wasn't in good shape. They redid the apartment and finally his family came and told him, Rabbeinu, the apartment's ready. He says, great. They said, okay, it's time to move in. Let's go. He says, okay, great. I'm happy the apartment's ready. Let's go find a tenant. They're like, what'd you say? You just moved from Morocco and you bought an apartment. So, and he wasn't young. He's like, he's older. You know, it was his final years of life. So he says, yeah, let's go find a tenant to rent it out to. They said, why? He says, no, don't worry. I'll find another apartment to rent in Bnei Brak. This will rent out. So he said, the family asked him why. Listen to what he says. He says, even in Eretz Yisrael, he says, I bought the apartment for one reason only. He says, only to be mekayem mitzvat yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's it. That's the reason why I bought it. But he says, but I like to live in rent. Why? says, when you own your own home, you feel very comfortable. Nobody can kick you out. You feel like a balabos. You know, the Mashgiach once told me, he says, after you buy a house, you know what, you know when the avekshtel, you know what that means? The manifestation of being a balabos is waking up 8 o'clock on Shabbos morning, walking down your stairs and making yourself a cup of coffee. Then you're a real balabos. It's, you know, in your own house, it's a big zah. Anyway, so Rav Toledano said, whereas if you're living in a rental, you know, you're nervous. The baldira can come, your landlord can come and say, listen, you need to move out, I need the apartment, raise your rent, whatever. You're always not kavua. You're always, you know, one leg in, one leg out. You're always being shuffled. He said, get anochi ba'aretz. Until Mashiach comes, I don't want to feel too comfortable. I want to feel, even in Eretz Yisrael, I want to feel like, you know, because nothing's settled. That's what he said. He bought an apartment in his advanced age, but he still wanted to rent it out, make a little, you know, a little money on the rental, but he still only wanted to live in a rented apartment because he didn't want to be too comfortable. Very similar to the Chafetz Chaim, who didn't want to have any major furniture. You know the famous story. The Chafetz Chaim had a table, some rickety chairs. I don't even know if he had a couch or whatever. That's it. Because, you know, we're in Gullus. We're going to have to go any second. So why buy furniture, right?
What do you think, like, connected back to the question?
You tell me.
No, you think it's a bad idea to buy real estate?
No.
What if you get kicked out?
Okay.
You still make money?
What?
What if someone buys real estate in America? Doesn't that mean they don't think Mashiach's going to come? They don't think...
I don't think so. I think this is what I've always heard from my Rebbeim. Nothing wrong with buying a house. There's nothing wrong with whatever. But keep your eye on the ball. Don't be so tied down. Don't forget, by Yetziat Mitzrayim, 80% of Am Yisrael didn't want to leave. They knew the Geulah was coming. They were suffering tremendously. They were being slaughtered and enslaved. But they still didn't want to leave. Right? That, you know, it's good, you know. Persecution is good, right? And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to delete 80% of Am Yisrael because they didn't want to leave. You better believe that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be, you know, a very similar thing. Everybody know, you know, we talk about it all the time, the Geulah Shlema, every speech ends with the Geulah Shlema, B'viyad Goel Tzedek, B'mirah B'yamenu, Amen, right, Nachon? All the code words. Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'at Goel Tzedek, B'mirah B'yamenu, All the right lingo. But when Goel Tzedek, when Mashiach Tzidkenu actually pulls up with Eliyahu Navi, and they're like, wasn't expecting you that fast. You know, I wasn't, right, even in spite of the mitzvah of Achakelo B'chol Yom Sheyavo. And if you don't anticipate the arrival of Mashiach every moment, you're a kofer, right? Mashiach will pull up with Eliyahu Navi. And then he's going to say, okay, guys, showtime. Let's go. And then, huh? Forget about, we'll swim if we have to. Forget, who cares about flying? You know what I'm saying? Just let him, let's just start, you know what I'm saying? I got bathing suits. I know how to swim. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Zo, Hashem's not going to let you down. V'yisar etchem al kanfei nesharim v'avi etchem elai katuv. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'll bring you back. You have to be willing to go. If you get too entrenched in Galut, too entrenched in Chutz La'aretz, and homes and businesses and cars, and you're like mamash drowning in the quicksand of Gashmias, and Mashiach's going to be there. You know when a person's sinking in quicksand? You can't get yourself out, right? You need somebody else to give you like a stick or help pull you out. But you know what the number one rule is if you're sinking in quicksand and somebody else comes to help you? You know what you have to do? You have to grab it and allow yourself to be pulled out. But if you're drowning in the quicksand and you know your nose is right about above the thing and you're like, I love this. That's a problem. Don't buy real estate in Chutz La'aretz. I don't think so. Gdolei Olam that didn't want to buy in Chutz La'aretz and didn't want to be too comfortable, I get that. Everybody else in the middle, do what you got to do. Don't be too comfortable. Because if you're too comfortable, when Mashiach comes, you'll be left behind. You know the song, No Jew Will Be Left Behind? That's not true. Many will. Many will. Whoever does, Mashiach's not going to force anybody. There's no forcing. You want to be Nig'al? Come. Right? What do we say about the Rasha in the Agadah? Afatak he china ve'emor lo. Ilu haya sham, lo haya Nig'al. Plenty of people by Yetziat Mitzrayim that didn't make it. Plenty of people by Bi'at HaMashiach that are not going to make it either. Don't be one of them. I hate ending off these things with such morbidity. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.